Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Hugh Skinner. Hugh, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Mate, I'm so excited to spend some time here chatting with you about your experiences with the challenge. But mate, you know, it's been a couple of days since you found out that you were part of the top 10. What has the past couple of days been like for you?
It's been really exciting, actually. When I first signed up, I didn't even think of the idea of being someone who would actually be like a competitor or a top 10 finalist or anything like that. It was purely just like to get fit. So for this to all be happening and getting emails and things like that, it's just been crazy. It's been really exciting and everyone's been getting around me, supporting me. So it's really nice. It's been great.
Well, mate, you should be so proud of your results and your achievement. And for the May Challenge, you were the youngest top 10 across the Max and the Maxine. So congratulations.
Thanks so much.
How old are you, mate?
I'm 21.
21, youngin, love it. Well, mate, I'm sure you've inspired so many young people within your circles and then so many young people within the fitness and health circles. So for that, mate, I congratulate you on such an amazing result.
Thanks so much.
Let's start by introducing you. So would you like to take us through a little bit about what you do for work, where you're from, and a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Berwick in southeast Melbourne, which you'd be all too familiar with, Steve. I'm a student at Monash University in Clayton, and I'm studying biochemistry and genetics. I'm in my final year of my undergraduate degree. Also work with an electroplating company in Dandenong, doing a bit of manual labor on the side. I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat meat. I do eat fish, though. And I'm also dairy-free, so I've got a bit of a weird diet. I played football basically all my life until about 2 years ago when I did my collarbone and had to get surgery. So from then, that's when I kind of transitioned more into getting into the gym and trying to stay fit that way. So yeah, that's me, really.
Yeah. So you haven't played football since that accident or the injury?
No, I haven't. I've kind of found that I've got a lot of pain since, and I don't think my body could handle it, to be honest. And I was supposed to get the plate out of my shoulder because I had a plate put in. And because of all this COVID stuff, I don't think they've really got the availability to get me in for surgery. So it's still there. And I think that I won't really go back to football until it's out, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll touch on that injury in a little bit here. But I just wanted to first touch on why you chose to start the challenge. So, you know, coming into that May period and Melbourne's been in a couple of lockdowns now, you know, can you tell us a little bit of a story about why you chose to sign up to the May challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually managed to be one of the really lucky people that got to go overseas just before COVID struck. I was away for 6 weeks. And as you could imagine, I was just eating whatever, I was drinking whatever, and there was no exercise happening. So when I got back, I put on a fair bit of weight. But in the few weeks since I got back from that holiday, I really struggled to kind of get back into my exercise and food routines. I think it was taking a little bit of a toll on my mental health. And then my mum kind of mentioned to me that this challenge was starting soon. And I thought, this is really just the perfect excuse, like not only to get back in shape, but as I kind of like look through the transformations that people had gone through in the past, it looked like something that where I could go and get into the best shape that I've probably ever been before. So yeah, I just signed up and yeah, gave it a crack.
Well, mate, let's live vicariously through you. Where did you run off to before all these lockdowns happened?
I went all across Europe and stayed with my family in the UK. Mm-hmm. I have family in London and Scotland, so I stayed with them and then kind of went off on my own with my girlfriend and did the rest of Europe. So
yeah.
Really lucky, as it was just as we were flying back home, they were starting to do all the testing and heat screening and all that. So we were really, really lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess sometimes when we look at the reason why we started, sometimes there's like a specific moment, and it could be like a little moment where you might look at a photo of yourself, like, you know, maybe you got your partner to take a photo of you on the beach and you're like, oh, geez. Or maybe you caught yourself in a reflection. Like, did you notice that there was like one specific moment where it's like, yeah, Hugh, let's try to do something about this. Was it something like that? Or was it just a, yeah, I'm going to sort myself?
Yeah, I would say that it was not really so much a single moment, but it was kind of a buildup of those multiple little moments. So there'd be moments where I'd wake up in the morning and I'd probably eaten a bit too much from the night before. And I was kind of feeling gross and not really happy with like, I like to feel fresh. Not so much bloated. And it was kind of those feelings over a multitude of a few days. And I was doing exercise that was like high intensity for like 45 minutes and it was like really hard kind of exercise, but I still wasn't really seeing any results or benefits from that. And it wasn't sustainable. And so I thought I'm better off doing something where the results speak for themselves. And so, yeah, that was kind of the decision that I made.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you were or are right now quite an active person where, you know, you played footy in the past. You kind of highlighted that you were doing lots of high intensity activity. And I think in your profile, you kind of outlined that you used to do lots of running activities. Can you maybe walk us through what your training structure used to look like maybe before the challenge and I guess how you felt while you were training that way?
Yeah, so my training was completely different to what I was doing on the challenge. It consisted mainly of cardio. So what I was doing was I was probably running about 40 kilometers every week and then doing a bit of weights in the meantime. And what I kind of found was it was really something that was not sustainable because, like I said, I was 40 kilometers every week. It was on Saturdays, it was like a 2-hour run. During the week, I would be doing 1-hour runs. It was just exhausting. And it was just mainly about staying lean. And it was kind of like a convenient way to eat badly, but kind of stay lean because those exercises are something that just burn calories. So I think that's kind of the main reason why I was doing those, because it was just a way that I kind of could eat and not really think about dieting and things like that too much, but also kind of stay lean.
Yeah. I guess I just want to touch on that where there's nothing wrong with doing cardio. There's nothing wrong with running. And if you enjoy running, there's no reason why you should stop running. However, if you have more body composition goals or maybe physique goals or, you know, goals about how you look, we can always be smarter with our training. And sometimes the best approach is to not do as much high intensity cardio, which maybe you experienced that where you transition from running 40 kilometers a week and doing lots of high intensity aerobics or circuits or whatever you were doing. And then maybe you transition into a little bit more resistance training focused. And if anything, you might've trained a little bit less than what you were. And then you saw these amazing results in your body. Did you notice that transition, how your body changed as you were changing your training style?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most significant changes that I did see was that when I was doing all this cardio, I found that I was getting lean, I was losing muscle mass, but those kind of stubborn areas of fat, like the love handles and things like that, they were still there. But as I kind of transitioned into more resistance training, I found that that's when that kind of training style targeted those areas and that the body fat would come off, but I was able to maintain my muscle mass, which I couldn't do when I was doing all that cardio. I mean, I just kind of, my arms got small, everything just kind of came small, but the body fat was still there. So I think that was probably the most significant difference I found between those two training styles was definitely that when you do more resistance-based, I think your physique looks better, I would say, overall, mainly because you're stripping away that body fat and you're kind of gaining that muscle. Whereas the cardio was just stripping away basically everything, just making you small. And which either way, it was not necessarily a bad thing because I guess I felt happy with my body doing both kind of training styles, but I found that I got better results, better physique results when doing the resistance training. Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree. Mate, let's talk about some challenges. So I guess every person, when they complete the challenge, will have their own unique barriers and challenges along the way. So can you speak about some of the challenges that you may have faced in completing the 12 weeks of training nutrition in the Max's challenge?
Yeah, so my biggest challenge by far was like kind of the mental battle. I was really quite stubborn in the sense that I didn't give myself the flexibility to eat outside what was prescribed. I was really kind of strict. So although it wasn't too much of a problem with the restrictions, going out and like not having a beer and snacks when you go over to your mate's place was kind of quite difficult. Mm-hmm. It's really hard sometimes not to feel like you're a bit of a social outcast. Mm-hmm. I was pretty lucky because my mates were really supportive of me when I was doing it, but it can be really hard when you're out in those like social settings to resist those temptations. As well as that, I kind of found that, well, I personally had a goal to not have bad workouts. So obviously 12 weeks is like a really long duration of time. So you're bound to have like a few days where you're feeling kind of flat, especially when you have a long day at work or you have to get up early in the morning. I had to dig deep a few times to kind of find that drive. And that was really difficult because I wanted to make sure I was getting the most out of my workouts. But in kind of like in saying all this, I think it was those aspects that really made me feel like at the end of the 12 weeks, I'd accomplished something much bigger than just a body transformation, because I felt as if though I made that commitment and I managed to put in 110% each and every day. And I thought that was just probably just the best part of it all, you know, to be honest.
Mate, that's awesome. You should be so proud of what you've achieved, especially overcoming that over 12 weeks. I do have some follow-up questions. First, let's talk about pescatarian. And with the nutrition template that you had, did you find any big challenges or barriers to follow your diet preferences with the challenge nutrition template?
Nah, not at all. I think the nutrition template was absolutely, I couldn't actually believe it when I opened it up, because there was literally every single vegetarian option that I could find, and it had the exact amount of quantities that you needed for every single protein, like mock meat, all these different options. And I couldn't believe it. It was more than I was going to do throughout the entire 12 weeks. So no, I didn't have any problems with that at all. I was really impressed with it. Yeah.
Awesome. And then, mate, let's retouch on that injury that you faced with your collarbone and having the metal plate. Did you face any challenges in your own training? Like, for example, if you were doing, let's say, push-ups, did you find any like pain or discomfort with a metal plate in your shoulder while you're completing those activities? And if you did, what did you do to overcome that?
Yeah, there were a few times where there was small tweaks, small sharp pains that I get in through kind of some certain ways that I twist my arm. And so it was really kind of about finding the exercises where I avoided that pain. So it was just variations of different exercises. So instead of maybe a shoulder press, I would do it with dumbbells rather than a barbell or something like that. Because sometimes just that restrictive movement can kind of provide it like a bit of pain. Mm-hmm. It was mainly just about being flexible, using different exercises, looking through the program, seeing what else there were, if I did find pain in it. But overall, it was manageable. Like, I didn't find too much problem with it. Yeah.
Now, I guess when you look at changing exercises, such as a barbell overhead press to a dumbbell overhead press, how did you make those changes? Did you seek advice, or did you feel that you had enough fitness knowledge yourself to be able to make those changes yourself?
Yeah, so I definitely watched like the YouTube videos that were provided, because they showed proper technique and how to do it. But I had some gym background, so I did know how to do quite a few of those exercises. So I mainly went off that. But if I wasn't really sure on anything, I would definitely go to the YouTube clips that were provided for each exercise. And that's how I would kind of base off exercises that I didn't really have much previous experience with. Yeah.
I guess I say that because there might be some people listening who maybe don't feel confident in making those changes, such as a barbell overhead press or dumbbell overhead press. And maybe if you've got some fitness background, you kind of scratch your head and go, well, I mean, it's the same movement. You know, you've got something in your hands and you're pushing it overhead. And I guess if you are unsure of making those changes, you know, reach out for help. There's always the forums are open to ask those questions. And I'm sure you'll be able to find an answer in our Facebook support group. But the way that the templates are designed is to allow for some easy changes. And maybe you experienced that where you saw the overhead press and you kind of used the template to make those quick changes. Did you utilize those tools at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a drop-down box provided for each exercise. And so I kind of just used that. And there were so many different variations, like at-home variations, if you had weights. Yeah, there was just all these different options to choose from. And so basically what I would do is I would go through that list that was provided and look kind of how to do each one. And I kind of could base it off that, whether I would think that this is something that's going to provide me maybe a bit of discomfort, or if this is going to be something that will work for me, given kind of what I have at home and all those things. So that was really convenient and made it really easy.
So good.
Yeah.
Mate, let's talk about change. So if you rewind back to the very start of the May challenge, which at the time of the recording is what, like 14, 15 weeks ago, something like that. How has your life changed since you started the challenge to where you are now?
Yeah, so if I was to go like a little bit earlier than that, I would say that my fitness challenge started about 3 years ago. And it was basically when I came out of school and all that kind of partying and schoolies came around, I kind of neglected my fitness and went up to about 105 kilos. So that was at my heaviest. And then, as I said, I came back and I went pescatarian and I started stripping that back off. And that's when I started, as I talked about earlier, I was doing all that running and starting to getting really skinny. And what I also found during that running, my relationship with food was kind of something where I thought food was like the enemy, and I would only eat one meal a day, and I was doing intermittent fasting to like 2 o'clock. And so what I found from the time that I started this challenge to when I finished it was that food kind of became something where I used it as like a fuel rather than something where it was making me fat or making me put on weight. And so I think that was probably the most significant change that this challenge provided me, is that my mind kind of shifted from, am I having enough calories to give me the best outcome, like for this workout per se, rather than am I having too much or am I eating too much? So I think that's probably the most significant thing, is that going forward from this challenge is that my diet and my training programs have been completely changed and reconstructed. And yeah, so I think that my relationship with food's a lot healthier because I'm starting to eat breakfast. I'm starting to know, like, putting the right foods into my body rather than not eating anything is a lot better, and it's going to provide me with better outcomes, not only because it's healthier, it's also going to provide me with the energy I need to get the most out of my workouts and things like that. So yeah, that's probably the most significant change.
I love it. Food is fuel. So good. Mate, I've got a little speed round of questions for you. It's going to be great. Okay. First up, what's your favorite exercise?
The deficit push-up.
The deficit push-up. Okay. What did you use as a deficit? Did you use like textbooks from uni, or did you have like a little apparatus?
No, it was kettlebells.
Kettlebells. Nice.
Yeah. I just loved the burn on it. It just got such a deep burn in the side of your pecs. It was unreal. Yeah. Cool. So cool as well.
I think the stretch you get on your
yeah,
quite nice there. All right. So let's talk about leg exercises. Are you team squat or team deadlift?
Team squat. I didn't get much of a chance to deadlift because of the restrictions. So team squat all the way.
Nice, nice. All right, let's talk about cardio. So of course, probably within the challenge, you did some element of cardio. Are you still a fan of cardio, or do you have a love-hate relationship with it?
I do love cardio. I love to run, but I think that after this challenge, I'm not liking it as much as I did. I like days more, yeah.
Yep. All right, let's talk about food. What was your go-to dinner while you were doing the challenge?
It was corn mint stir fry.
Ooh, okay. Okay. And then you were living at home, or are currently living at home, right?
Yes.
And were you cooking your own meals, or were your parents helping you cook meals?
No, I was cooking all my meals. What it is on the Sunday, we would cook up the whole week and have it all ready to go. So yeah.
Yeah. What was it like at home? Were your parents doing the challenge with you, or were they really supportive? Like, what was that environment like?
So my brother signed up to do it with me. Mm-hmm. So my mum was definitely really supportive. She kind of provided everything that I needed. So it really helped me out a lot. My brother did it with me. He didn't do it as strict as I did it. He was a little bit more flexible, but he saw it out to the end. So, and that was really helpful. And he worked out with me and he provided me all the support I needed, even though I knew that there was a couple of times where he didn't want to work out with me, or he wanted to have the day off and just relax. So that was really good. That was really supportive.
Yeah, so good. Mate, with your diet preferences, did you use any supplements at all?
Yeah, I did. So I used protein and I used creatine, mm-hmm. and I used pre-workout as well.
Yeah. What was your favorite flavor of pre-workout?
I have this one called Jungle Juice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
All right, let's finish up here with some advice. So if someone came up to you and was like, "Hugh, your transformation is amazing. I want to get fit and healthy, or I'm about to start the Max's Challenge." What advice would you give somebody?
Yeah, so if someone was about to start the challenge, my advice would just be trust the process, because if you just stick to those nutrition and training templates religiously, you will get results because they really do work. I know that even up to probably even week 8, I was doubting whether I was going to get the results that people had done before. And I was comparing myself to others. And in hindsight, it really just was not worth it. So what I would say is just show complete faith in what's been given to you and the results will come.
I love it. Commit. Hugh, let's finish it up there. I want to thank you so much for being part of the Challenge Podcast. And once again, a big congratulations on your amazing result. I'm sure that you have inspired so many people within your circles and then within the challenge circles to live a healthier life. So for that, I thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it again in the future sometime.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.